having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
第一到第七节，耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大，写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人，愿连续平安慈爱多多的加给你们。亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，劝你们论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们要为从前一次交付圣徒的真理竭力的争辩，因为有些人偷着进来，就是自古被定受刑罚的，是不前进的，将我们神的恩变成放纵情欲的聚会，并且不认独一的主宰我们的主耶稣基督。自从主救了他的百姓出埃及地，后来就把那些不信的灭绝了。这一切的事你们虽然都知道，我却仍要提醒你们，又把不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判，又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，顺从逆性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚作为借鉴。
17-21 But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
17-21, 亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒从前所说的话，他们曾对你们说过，末世必有好绩效的人随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行，就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。
I hope the brothers, the Chinese brothers and sisters will read it, okay, before you fall asleep.
Okay.
I don't like that to happen.
我想请大家一起用中文来念，那我们从十七节开始，再大家一起念。好，十七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒从前所说的话，他们从前说过，末世必有好讥笑的人随从自己不勤俭的私欲而行，这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永远。
Amen. Is that better?
这样是不是好一些？
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起有一个祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to your precious word once again.
主，今天我们再一次来到你宝贵的话语面前。
Lord, we come to you like a white sheet of paper.
我们来到你的面前，就像一张白纸。
We pray that you write your heart desire into our hearts.
求你把你心里的意愿画在我们的心里。
Once again, reveal yourself to us.
再一次向我们显明你自己。
Especially in these last days.
在这末世的时候。
We need your word as a path, as a light.
我们需要你的话语，就像我们的道路，也像我们脚前的灯。
Lead us, Lord.
主，求你来引领我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
The book of Jude tells us concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
犹大书告诉我们主的再来。
And that in before his coming, there will be a lot of teachings brought in by the false teachers.
很多的时候会有那个假的教训。
And therefore we need to take heed of all these warnings.
所以我们需要来注意到这样的一个警告。
So the first three verses already tell us how do we do this.
那第一到第三节已经告诉我们怎么样做。
Firstly, we need to contend for the faith.
第一个是要为那个真理竭力的争辩。
This faith speaks of that body of faith which the Word of God, the Bible.
所以这个真理就说到神在 圣经当中所说的话。
We should contend for the completeness of the Bible.
要极力争辩圣经的完整。
It also contend for the correctness of the Bible.
和来极力争辩圣经的正确。
In other words, the Bible is so complete, there is no need to add into it, something into it.
所以圣经是完整的，没有需要再加任何的笔画。
If you read the book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 18,
如果我们读启示录二十二章十八节的话
，The Lord is very serious concerning this matter.
神在这边很严肃地说
，He says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this prophecy of this book."
我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证。
If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plague that are written in this book.
若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸。
And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
这书上写的预言，若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份。
In other words, if people come here saying that, oh, I have another teaching.Aside from what the Bible revealed to us,
所以今天如果有人说除了这圣经上面所教导以外，我还有另外的一个教导
，it might be a good teaching,
也许是一个好的教导
，but if it's not in the Bible, then that's a false teaching.
但是如果不是在圣经里面，那就是一个错误的教导。
Neither should we take away anything from the Bible.
也不能够从圣经当中删去什么。
People feel like, well, this is no longer applicable.
也有的人也许说，这个圣经上面这段话今天已经不再适用。
But the Bible tells us, the Lord tells us His word is so complete and so correct that there is no need for you to take away anything out of it.
所以神告诉我们说，他的圣经是完整整确的，不能够删去什么。
He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away."
所以天和地都要废去，但是我的话存到永远。
So we don't need to add or take away anything.
所以我们不能够加添或者删去什么。
Secondly, we need to see the correctness of the word of God.
最后我们要看到神的话是真实的。
It is so correct that it serves as the basis of our faith and foundation of our faith.
所以神的话语的真实性就成了我们信仰的根基。
It serves as our moral compass.
就成了我们灵里面的一个指南针。
How is it, we have this so-called democratic debate.
今天我们有一个好像民主的争辩。
They talk about what call the killing babies.
今天他们说到那些就是说流产的那个。
Is it right or wrong?
这是对的还是错的
？Well, you better come to the Bible.
那你最好回到圣经当中来找答案。
It is what the Bible say that matters.
这只有圣经当中的话语才是最最重要的。
How do you know that God loves you?
你怎么知道神是爱你的
？Well, some say, "Oh, God loves me because I can feel it."
有的人说神爱我，因为我可以感觉得到。
Well, that's good.
这是好的。
But that's not enough.
但是这还不够。
Some say, "Oh, God loves me because of all the environment so runs so smoothly in my life."
所以有的人说神爱我，因为我周围的一切都很顺利。
I get a new job.
我有一个新的工作。
My wife loves me so much to took care of me.
我的妻子也爱我。
My children are so obedient; they get all straight A's.
我的儿女也很听话，他们功课都是 A。
I congratulate you for that.
那我祝贺你。
But is that enough to show that God loves you?
但是那是不是就足够说神已经爱你
？Feeling change.
你的感觉会改变。
Maybe today you wake up in the wrong side of your bed.
那也许明天你从那个床的另一边爬醒过来。
But does God loves you? God loves you.
那神还是爱你吗？神还是爱你。
Why? Because the Bible tells us so.
因为圣经这样说。
Maybe your situation changed.
也许你的环境改变了。
You lose your job.
你也许失去了工作。
Your children are disobedient.
你的儿女不听话。
But does God continue to love you? God continues to love us.
但是神还是继续爱你吗？是。
As the hymn says,
就像诗歌所说的。
God loves me because the Bible tells me so.
神爱我，因为圣经这样说。
This is what the Bible tells us.
这是圣经所告诉我们的。
It is we should contend for the correctness of the Bible and the completeness of the Bible.
所以我们要极力争辩，为着圣经的完整性和准确性。
And he also tells us concerning the assurance of our salvation.
第二个，他也要让我们看到我们救恩的确据。
Today we are saved not because of our good works.
今天我们得救不是因为我们做了什么功。
Today we are saved because we are called by God.
今天我们得救是因为神招了我们。
Last time I say it's not just a courtesy call.
那我们最后说到，不是神单单的招了我们。
It is an official summon.
这是一个正式的呼召。
Three weeks ago, I got a letter from the Justice of Peace.
三个星期之前，我收到法官的一封信。
That I need to appear as one of the juror.
所以我要去参加那个陪审团。
Yeah, and it says there, if you aside from being exempted, there are some rules that you are exempted.
所以你被接受上面还有这样一个条件一二三。
If you are exempted, then there is a reason for you not to go.
那如果你有原因说不能去的话。
But aside from that, everybody should go.
但是除此以外，所有的人都应该去。
You say if you don't go, you need to pay fines.
你如果不去的话。
It is contempt of court.
你会要被罚款，因为你藐视法庭。
And criminal penalties.
也许也要受那个刑法的。
Well, God's calling is also that serious.
神的呼召比那个更严肃。
Hallelujah, we are called by Him.
Hallelujah, 我们是被神所召的。
But we are called in a very positive way. We are called to be the children of God.
我们被召是成为神的儿女。
Are you happy, brothers and sisters?
你今天很为此很高兴。
I never heard an amen.
我没有听到。
We are called by the called to be the children of God.
我们今天被召是成为神的儿女。
But more than that, He said, not only we are called, we are beloved.
我们不但被召，我们也是神所爱的。
He says we are sanctified, but it's a better translation.
我们被神所洁净，但是有一个更好的翻译。
Sanctified means that you are set aside.
那我们所被洁净是说神把我们放到一边。
But why are we set aside?
为什么我们被神放到一边？
Because we are beloved by Him.
因为我们是神所爱的。
We are the apple of His eye.
我们是他眼中的瞳仁。
Thirdly, we are also what? Watched by Him.
最后神也认真的每天来看顾我们。
He said we are preserved by Him.
我们是他蒙他所保守的。
There is the hymn that says,
有一个诗歌这样说
His eyes is on the sparrow
他的眼目看顾麻雀
For I know he watches me
因为我知道他也看顾我
Hallelujah, he watches us
Hallelujah, 他看顾我们每个
人 From the day we are called until the day he's coming back
从我们得救的那一日直到他回来的那一日
This God of mercy continues to watch over us
所以神因着他的恩典每天都看顾我们
So today we are standing here is all because of who he is to us
今天我们能够站在这个地位因着他是谁
Now today I want to share with you concerning the danger of apostasy
所以我们今天要跟大家来交通道背叛神的这个危险性
Apostasy means the falling away from the faith
就是说从信心当中离开
What is the danger of apostasy?
那背叛神的危险在哪里
If you read verse 4 it says For there are certain men crept in unawares
因为有些人偷着进来在第四节里面
You know, it's a danger
这是一个危险
When people creep in unawares
因为他们偷着进来
Then there is a purpose
有这样一个企图
When you are invited to a party
你邀请参加一个那个聚会
You go in from the front door
你从大门进来
But this apostate, they come in from the side door or the back door
但是这些人他们从边门后门进来
According to the Greek translationCreep in unawares means to set aside himself alongside.
所以在希腊文的翻译里面，这偷着进来就是说
need to settle down alongside.
他们就坐在错误的那一边。
No, to settle down. In other words, this person comes in as part of your. He is part of you.
哦，这个人进来就成了你的一部分。
You cannot even notice that he is a different kind of person.
你甚至都没有注意到他是一个不一样的人。
You know, let me do an example.
让我给你一个例子。
You know, in the Philippines, whenever there is a wedding,
在菲律宾那个有婚礼的时候
the bride and the groom will all invite their friends and their relatives.
那所以那个新郎新娘当然就会邀请他们的亲戚朋友。
But not only that, even the parents also invite their friends and their relatives.
那所以他们的父母也请他们的亲戚朋友。
So you know it is such a big multitude.
那所以你知道有很多的人。
So one time I went to a wedding banquet. It had 100 tables.
那有一次我参加一个婚礼，有100桌。
And every table is about 12 persons.
那每一桌有12个人。
So do the math.
那所以你算一算。
And it's different from the Philippines and the U.S.
那在菲律宾那边，在和美国是不一样的。
When you come in the U.S., you are table one.
那在美国的话，他会告诉你你在哪个哪一桌。
Or you table six.
你在那个第六桌。
But there in the Philippines, you just go in and just sit down.
所以在菲律宾，你只是说自己找一个位置坐下来。
Sometimes you don't even know who this person is.
那很多的时候，你都不知道这个旁边那个人是谁。
And a lot of times we just see this person for the first time in my life.
那很多的时候，这个人真的是我生命当中第一次见到。
And we dare not ask, "Are you the friend of the bride or the groom?"
那他们当然没有办法问你说你是新郎还是新娘的朋友。
So this is the case. They just come in.
那他们当然大家都进来。
And so a lot of so-called strangers, took this opportunity to have free food.
那所以很多的时候，那些陌生人他们就用这样的一个机会来免费吃一顿美餐。
They dress properly.
他们当然穿得很好。
Maybe bring a little gift.
也带一点小小的礼物。
And just settle down alongside.
那他就只是偷偷的就坐在里面。
So the book of Jude tells us we need to be careful for such people.
那所以犹大书里面告诉我们，我们要警惕这样的人。
Those people in the wedding, they want to for free food.
在那些婚礼当中，他们只是要免费的食物。
But this apostle came in to destroy and lead the saints astray.
但是这些假使徒他们是要进来带我们走上邪路。
So we need to be careful. That's the danger of an apostate.
所以今天这就是那个叛教的一个危险。
I remember the story concerning the Titanic.
那我看到那个泰坦尼克号那个船的故事。
Everybody knew about the Titanic.
那我想大家都知道这个故事。
And it was built to withstand all kinds of weather conditions.
那它建造的时候就说能够抵挡各种各样的天气情况。
And one of the staffs even say even God Almighty cannot even sink it.
甚至有一个人说，甚至神他本人都不能让他沉没。
And we know.The history it sank on the first voyage.
但是我们知道那个历史，它在第一次航行的时候就沉了。
But before they go on that voyage,
但是当他们在那个在航行之前
，Captain Smith received a telegram.
那那个船长 Smith 船长他就送了一个电报。
He said that the path you are taking is an iceberg laden path.
你让我们航行的这条路线上面有很多的冰山。
But the problem with the captain, he just put that message in his pocket.
但是他那个电报没有送出去，只是放在他口袋里。
He never paid attention to the warning.
他没有注意到那样一个警告。
And ordered the ship to go according to the route.
他还是那个按照原来的计划的路线行走。
Because of that night, 1,490 people died.
所以因此那天晚上1490个人死了。
Went down to their watery graves.
他们到了那个水里面，成了他的坟墓。
For one simple reason.
因着一个简单的原因
There is a warning, but they don't take it.
因为有这样一个警告，但是他们没有认真对待。
1941
年
Surgeon Jonathan Lockhart
那这样一个外科医生叫 Lockhart 医生
saw a squadron of planes flying towards Pearl Harbor.
他看到很多的那个黑乎乎的那个东西向那个珍珠港飞来。
So he immediately called his superior officer.
所以他就报告他的上级
，notifying that there are some planes coming in. I cannot identify.
有一些飞机过来，但是我不认识这些飞机。
And this superior officer said, "Oh, I think they are friendly planes. Don't worry about that."
那他的上级就是说，这些友军的飞机，所以不要，我不需要紧张。
That same day, 3,000 people died because there is a same warning, not taking heed.
那天有3000个人。丧命，因着一个这样的一个警告，没有被认真对待。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not here asking you to be paranoid.
今天我不是要让你好像凡事上都过分紧张。
But the Bible tells us during the last days, a lot will leave the faith.
那圣经告诉我们说，在末世的时候，很多会有很多离经叛教的事。
Taking heed to these deceiving spirits and doctrines of the devil.
他们会遵循那个魔鬼的那些教导。
Today we need to take heed of this warning.
所以今天我们要认真对待这样的一个警告。
Thirdly,
第三
，What is the destruction of this apostate?
那这个离经叛道的是所带来的是怎么样一个我们怎么样来描述呢
？We all know when a person fall into apostasy.
当我们知道一个人离经叛教的时候
，destruction appears.
那当然。就带来毁坏。
And this destruction is so bad that, you know, people's lives are lost.
所以因着这个毁坏人就丧命。
They gave us three examples.
他给了我们三个例子。
Verse 5 says concerning the children of Israel.
第一个是说到以色列人神的儿女。
Because there is a warning, they didn't take it and they fall into this kind of apostasy.
因着他们没有认真对待这样一个警告，他们就进入了一个离经叛教的时代。
They are destroyed in spite of their profession.
所以他们因着他们的职业就被摧毁。
You know, why do I say the children of Israel are destroyed because of their profession?
虽然因着他们的职业，但是他们还是毁坏。
Because why did God save the children of Israel out of Egypt?
当神带以色列人出埃及的时候
is that they might be a kingdom of priests.
他们可以成为有军政的祭司。
This is their profession.
这是他们的职业。
This is their calling.
这是他们的所受
的恩召。God called them to lead other nations in the worship of God.
他们要从埃及出来，来进入到神的。
And because of this, God did all kinds of miracles.
因为神行了所有的神迹。
The children of Israel saw with their naked eyes how God saved them out of Egypt.
所以那些以色列人看他们的眼睛亲自看到神怎么样带他们出来。
They experience walking on dry land.
他们在海中如行走干地。
Is this not enough?
这还不够吗？
But the thing is, when they enter into the wilderness,
但是当他们进入旷野以后，
when they start experiencing some difficulty concerning the lack of food, the lack of water,
当他们没有食物、没有水的时候，
immediately they rebel against Moses.
但是他们马上就来悖逆摩西。
Some even suggested, oh, let's elect a leader and go back to Egypt.
那我们还是另外选一个人带我们回埃及去吧。
God destroyed them.
神就摧毁了他们。
Do they see God's work? Yes.
他们看见神的话了吗？是的。
Do they experience God's power? Yes.
他们经历了神的大能了吗？
是的。But the problem is they never trusted him personally.
但是他们从他们个人来说没有能够来把一切都信托给神。
A word for the young people.
特别给年轻人。
You might follow your parents coming to church.
你也许跟着你的父母来到教会。
You might experience God's power.
你也许也经历到神的大能。
Your parents pray and they answer God answer your prayer.
你和父母一起祷告，神也回应了你的祷告。
But do you trust him personally?
但是你从个人来说，你是否完全信靠神
？Faith is a personal thing.
信心是一个个人的东西。
It might be introduced to you.
也许可以放在你的里面。
But you yourself should open the door to receive the faith.
但是你需要打开你的心门。来接受这样的一个信
，like Korah, one of those who rebelled against Moses.
就像那个可拉，他来背叛摩西。
And they rebelled against Moses, and the Lord opened up the earth and swallowed them up.
那神就让那个地裂开，把可拉一党的人都给吞灭。
But in the book of Psalm, so interesting.
但是在撒母耳记里面
，the sons of the descendants of Korah.
但是那边说到可拉的后裔
did differently.
但是他们是不一样的。
One of the Psalms says, As the deer panteth for the water brooks, so my heart panteth after thee, O God.
那所以他们真是写了这样一个诗歌，主，你的话语就像那个甘甜的水进入我的心。
In other words, my forefathers might not trust God, but I will trust God.
但是虽然我的先祖他们不信神，但是我信。
They came back to what? They regained their profession to serve God.
所以他们就得回了他们的这个职业，也就是来敬拜神。
Secondly,They are destroyed in spite of their position.
而他们第二个是说，他们甚至虽然他们有本位，但是他们还是进入这样一个。
These are the angels. Say, and angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved everlasting chains unto darkness and to the judgment of the great day.
就像圣经当中说的，又有不守本位、离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远滞留在黑暗里。等候大日的审判。
You know the position of the angels; they are ministering spirits before God.
所以我们知道，这些天使他们原本是在神面前伺候他的。
They serve God day and night.
他们每天每夜都来侍奉主。
This is a glorious position.
这是何等荣耀的。
But when Lucifer, you know, rebel against God,
但是路西弗他离开神的时候
，one third of the angels go with him.
但是三分之一的天使都跟着他。
They had a position.
他们有这样的一个本位。
But they rebel against God, so they are what? Punished by God and destroyed by God.
但是他们离弃神，也被神所惩罚。
This is a warning to us also.
这也是一个警告。
We might have the position in the church.
我们今天在教会当中有这样一个地位。
You might be an elder, you might be a deacon, you might be a Bible study leader.
你也许是长老、管事的，也许你带读经。
But are you under the lordship of Christ?
但是 你以主耶稣为你的主吗？
Do you trust him and do you really say that he is Lord over your life?
但是你真的是能够说他是你生命的主？
In your service,
在你的侍奉当中，
is Jesus Christ Lord?
主是在作王掌权吗？
If not, you will be destroyed in spite of your position.
所以如果不是的话，虽然你有这样的一个本位，你还是会被主挪开。
Thirdly, destroyed in spite of their possession.
那虽然他们有这样的一个有这样的一个继承，但是还是会被主会毁灭。
It says here in verse 7,
在第七节里面，
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，虽从异性的情欲，就受永火的惩罚，作为借鉴。
Why do I say they are destroyed in spite of their possession?
我看到神给了他们这样的一个产业。
Because God gave them a wonderful place.
因为神给了他们一个很好的地方。
The people of Sodom and Gomorrah inherited a wonderful piece of land.
所以我们看到那个索多玛、俄摩拉的人，他们从神那里得了一个产业，一块很美好的地方。
Remember when Abraham and Lot split up?
你知道那个亚伯拉罕和罗德他们分开的时候。
And Abraham said, "If you go to the north, I'll go to the south."
然后亚伯拉罕就说，你如果往这边，我就往另一边。
And the Bible says, "And Lot lift up his eyes and saw the plains of Jordan."
所以那时候罗德他抬眼看到那个约旦平原。
Well watered like the garden of God.
就像那个里有很多的水，就像神的花园。
In other words, it's such a wonderful place.
这是一个很美好的地方。
Yet, they rebel against God, they involve themselves with fornication and strange flesh, and God destroyed them with fire and brimstone.
但是他们背叛主，所以神就用火来惩罚了他们。
Let us be warned of this kind of apostasy.
所以我们来要小心这样离经叛道的事。
Now the third thing, how do you describe the description of an apostate?
那我们怎么样来描述这样的一件事呢？
You know, how do you know that this person is an apostate?
那我们怎么知道一个人离经叛教呢？
It says here they are ungodly men, verse 4.
第四节里面说到他们是不虔诚的。
When we talk about ungodly, it doesn't mean this person never likes to talk about God.
那我们说到不虔诚的时候，不是说这个人口中不说神。
Rather, this person always talks about God.
但是他嘴里也许一直说神。
But there is one thing, a very important element.
他缺少这样一个。
There is no fear of God.
但是他不敬畏神。
A person who doesn't fear God is an ungodly person.
所以不敬畏神就是不虔诚的。
When I was young, I never understood this phrase, ungodly.
那在我年轻的时候，我不懂得这个字什么叫不虔诚的。
Then a older brother explained this to us.
那有一个年长的弟兄向我解释。
A person who fears God is a person who is concerned whether God is pleased with their action.
那一个敬畏神的人，就他们会注意他们的行为是不是讨神的喜悦。
When you talk, are you concerning whether God is pleased with what you say?
当你说话的时候，你是不是会想到神是不是喜悦你所说的？
Are you concerned whether God is pleased with what you do?
是不是你所行的神是不是喜悦？
Or are you concerned whether concerning your living is God pleased?
你的生活方式是不是神所喜悦的？
But it's an apostate. He doesn't care about what God thinks about him.
但是那些离经叛教的人，他们根本就不在乎神的想法。
To him, he is just the focus of his life.
他对他来说，他只是注意到他自己。
He only focuses his enjoyment.
他只是注意到他自己的享乐。
So that's the first description. Their character is ungodly.
所以这就是第一个来描述他们的性格上来说，他们是不虔诚的。
Secondly, what is his conduct?
他们的行为呢？
It says here, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness.
将我们神的恩变成放纵情欲的机会。
In other words, he used the grace of God as a license to sin.
所以他就把神的恩典当作他可以行淫的一个许可。
I met such a person.
我认识这样一个人。
He did something so bad.
他做了一件很坏的事。
So when we try to remind him what you did is wrong.
当我们提醒他所做的错事的时候。
And this is what he said.
他是这样说的。
Well, God is love, He will forgive me.
神爱我，所以神会原谅我。
Yes, God forgives.
是的，神会。
If you repent from your sin.
如果你从你的罪中悔改。
The Bible says, if you don't repent from your sins, then there is no more forgiveness.
那你如果不从你的罪中悔改的话，就没有这样的机会了。
This person turning the grace of God into lasciviousness.
所以这个人把神的恩变成放纵情欲的机会。
Are you that kind of a person?
你是这样的人吗？
Today we need to know what is the character of an apostate. He is ungodly. The conduct of an apostate, he turned the grace of God into lasciviousness.
所以我们今天要看到那些离经叛教的人，他们是不虔诚的，他们把神的恩变成放纵情欲的机会。
Thirdly, the creed of an apostate.
那些离经叛教人的教条。
He's denying the only Lord God and Lord Jesus Christ.
他来否认那唯一独一的主宰。
In other words, this person doesn't take Christ to be his Lord and Savior.
所以这个人他不认我们的主耶稣基督为他的救主。
You know what is a Christian?
那什么是基督徒
？A Christian is not only a person who received Christ as your Savior.
那基督徒不是仅仅说接受主作为我们的救主。
We receive Christ as our Lord.
也接受主成为我们的主。
There is a change of ownership.
这边我们看到一个变化。
Before, I'm the one who owned myself.
以前我是自己管我自己。
I'm my boss.
我是我自己的
老板。But that day when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ into our life.
但是当我们接受主进入我们生命的时候。
He is the boss.
他就成了我们的主。
What I want doesn't matter. What he wants does matter.
我自己所要的不再重要，而他所要的才是最重要的。
This is what we call when we say Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这就是我们所说的主耶稣成为我们的主。
But an apostate, he denied the lordship of Christ.
但是离经叛教的人，他们否认独一的主宰。
And therefore, he's going to destruction.
所以他们就进入这样的一个灭绝。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to be careful of these things happening around us.
所以我们今天要留心我们周围的事。
We are being called to be the children of God.
我们被召成为神的儿女。
We are beloved by Him.
我们是他所爱的。
And we are being watched over by Him.
他也每天看顾我们。
Let us not fall into such kind of apostasy.
所以让我们不要进入这样一个离经叛教的事。
By living according to our flesh.
而不再顺从我们肉体的来活。
Now, but the Bible also tells us how do we survive such an apostasy?
那圣经当中也教导我们怎么样能够远离这些离经叛教的事。
You know, every time you read the book of Jude,
当我们读犹大书的时候
，a lot of times it cause you to be discouraged.
那很多时候你好像受到有一些沮丧
，because there is a lot of negative things being revealed to us.
因为像我这里面向我们显明了很多负面的事。
But negative things are as they are.
但是虽然负面。
It is a warning.
但是是一个警告。
So when you come to verse 17.
所以当我们来到17节的时候。
It tells us how do you survive apostasy.
所以就让我们看到怎么样远离这些离经叛教的事。
The first thing it says here, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这边说到亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们的主耶稣之使徒从前所说的话。
So how do you survive?
那怎么样远离?
The first thing.
第一,
there is an exhortation to be remembered.
我们要记取铭记这些劝告。
In other words, all this warning, you got to remember it.
因为所有这些警告我们都要记住。
Not for the purpose to you bend out of shape.
那不是说要来改变你。
Not only to force you to be so afraid that you don't want to get out of your house.
不是让你害怕离开你的家。
But there is a warning.
但是有这样一个警告。
You know, it's like that's a red light.
就像一个红灯。
When you are driving.
当你开车的时候。
There is a red light.
你看到那个红灯。
You better stop.
你最好停下来。
Is that something bad? No, that's good. That is to save. That's safety.
那这不是一件坏事，因为这是为着我们的安全。
That is for to protect your life.
是为着保护我们的生命。
So especially young people here.
特别是这些年轻人。
When your parents are warning you.
你当你的父母警告你的时候。
Don't say, oh, I hate my parents always, you know, bugging me.
那我当然不能说我不喜欢我父母每天这样来教训我。
It's a warning.
这是一个警告。
It is for your safety.
这是为了你的安全。
Today the Bible is warning us.
今天圣经也警告我们。
So it, we need to remember so all kinds of exhortation.
所以我们要记住所有这些劝告。
And not only is an exhortation,
这不但是一个劝告。
It is a reminder.
这也是一个提醒。
That in the last day, these things are happening.
在末世的时候，这些事会发生。
And it is in these last days, these are happening before the Lord Jesus is coming back.
所以在末世的时候，在主回来之前，这些事都会发生。
So instead of being discouraged, we are encouraged.
所以我们不上胆，而是受到激励。
When we see so much unlawlessness around us,
虽然我们看到在我们周围有很多不法的事
，It grants us the courage. Lord, thank you. You are coming back.
但是给我们这样的一个刚强壮胆，说主你要回来了。
It proves that God's word is true.
让我们看到神的话是真的。
What is prophesied is coming to pass.
那所圣经所预言的都要成为实际。
So it is an exhortation we need to remember.
所以这样的一个劝告我们需要记住。
Secondly,
第二个
,there is an enemy to be recognized.
我们要认清仇敌。
You know, a while ago I talked about the description of an apostate.
那我刚刚说到我们怎么样来描述这些离经叛教的事。
His character is ungodly.
他是不虔诚的。
His conduct is turning the grace of God into lasciviousness.
他的行为上说是把神的恩变成放纵情欲的机会。
And the creed is that he denied the Lord Jesus Christ.
并且他也不认独一的主。
Denied the lordship of Christ.
也不认他为我们的主。
Now the brother Jude continues on.
那这边犹大继续说道。
How do you recognize this he's an apostate?
那你怎么样来认识这些离经叛道
的人呢? Verse 19 says,These be they who separate themselves.
这些引人结党。
In other words, they are divisive.
他们是让人分开。
When they come in bringing all these kinds of teachings that is not in the Word of God,
他们带来那些不在圣经里面的教导。
They try to divide the brothers and sisters.
他们要让弟兄姊妹引人结党。
If those who stand up for the truth,
如果你站起来为真理站住
They even accuse those who are faithful that they are divisive.
那他们就来说这些人才是结党的。
So be careful of those people who come into our midst and try to divide the brothers and sisters.
所以我们要谨慎那些引人结党的。
Today we need to know one thing.
今天我们要知道一件事。
In Christ there is no Jew nor Greek, no bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
所以今天在基督里面没有犹太人希腊人在神的里面都是属一的。
And the word of God is the handbook we follow every day.
神的话语是我们每天的指南。
So firstly, they are divisive.
所以第一个他们是引人结党的。
Secondly, he's sensual.
第二个是说他们是属乎血气的。
They walk according to the flesh.
他们是属乎血气的。
Thirdly,
第三
it says here, having not the spirit.
他们是没有圣灵的。
In other words, the Bible tells us if you don't have the Spirit of God, then you are a dead person.
那圣经当中告诉我们说，如果没有圣灵，我们就是死的。
Because the Bible tells us you are dead in sin and trespasses.
因为我们在罪和过犯当中死
去。Today we are alive unto Christ, alive unto God, because we have the Spirit of God in us.
今天我们因着圣灵，我们可以向主活过来。
So there is an exhortation to be remembered.
所以我们要记住这样的一个劝告。
There is an enemy to be recognized.
我们要来认清仇敌。
Thirdly, there is an environment that we should be in.
而最后一个，我们需要进入这样的一个环境。
And what is this environment?
这是什么样的一个环境？
When you read verse 17 to verse 21,
当我们来读17到21节的时候，
the key verse here is in verse 21.
这关键的一句是在21节里面。
Keeping yourselves in the love of God.
保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯。
How, when you said keeping yourselves in the love of God,
当我们说保守自己藏在神的爱中
的时候, it doesn't mean how you need to love God.
这是说到你怎么样需要。
No,
这不是说你怎么来爱神。
It is about how God loves you.
而是说神怎么样爱你。
Last time I shared,
上一次我交通的时候
We can do nothing to let God love you more.
我们没有任何事我们可以做让神来更多的爱我们一些。
Neither can we do nothing to make God love you less.
我们也不能做什么事让神少爱我们一些。
In other words, whatever situation you are, God loves you.
所以今天不管你是怎么样的光景，神爱你。
But how do you keep ourselves in that love of God?
但是我们怎么样保守自己在神的爱中呢?
How do you keep yourself in that environment in loving God?
那我们 怎么样来保守我们自己在那样的环境当中，在神的爱中。
In the gospel, there's a story about the prodigal son.
在圣经当中给我们看到，就是那个浪子的故事。
When he is at home with the father, does the father love him? Yes.
当他和他的父住在一起的时候，父爱他吗？
When he get out of the father's house with all the inheritance, does the father love him? Yes.
当他带着他的那个产业离开他父的时候，他的父还是爱他。
And the Bible tells us so clearly that that day when he left, the father continues on to look forward for his return.
当他离开那一天，他的父就准备他回来的那一天。
The Bible tells us when the son, the prodigal son, is coming home.
当浪子回家那一天。
The Bible tells us when he is still afar off.
当他还远远的在路上的时候。
The father recognized this is his son.
他的父就看到他认出了是他的儿子。
What did the father do?
那个父做什么？
What did the father do? He ran. Amen.
他就跑回家。
That is the first time the Bible tells us that God ran.
那就这是第一次说到这个父跑。
He loved his son so much, regardless of the condition of his son. He ran to meet his son.
他就跑过去迎接他的儿子。
At that time, you might envision what kind of a person his son is.
那个时候你也许来想象那个浪子是怎么样的一个情形。
He is smelly because he is with the pigs eating the food of the pigs.
他也许身上很臭，因为他住在那个猪圈里吃猪的
食物。He might have long hair already.
他也许那个头发很长。
And the Bible tells us he's naked.
他很多时候赤身露体。
If I'm one of those servants, I would have recognized this is the prodigal son.
那也许如果是一个仆人的话，也许都认不出来这是那个浪子。
But the father recognized.
但是他的父认出他了。
Oh, the father recognized his son.
因为父认识他的儿子。
It is the son who get away from the father's love.
因为这个虽然这个浪子离开了他父的爱。
Father continue to love the son.
但是父还是爱他的。
It is the prodigal son who get away from the father's provision.
虽然那个浪子离开他父所预备的一切。
He is the prodigal son who get away from the father's protection.
他浪子也离开他父的保护。
It is the prodigal son who get away from the peace of the father's house.
他也离开了他父家的平安。
God continue to love us regardless what.
但是不管怎么样，我们的父神还是爱我们。
But we need to protect ourselves, but keeping ourselves in the love of the Father.
但是我们需要保守我们在父的在神的爱中。
Now the Bible tells us how do you keep yourself in the love of God?
所以这圣经就告诉我们怎么样保守我们自己在神的爱中。
Verse 20.
在二十节。
Say be ye, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most Holy faith.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
Building up yourself on your most holy faith.
在至圣的真道上造就自己。
In other words, we need, in order for us to be in the Father's love, we need to know the Father.
所以要我们保守在父的爱中，我们就需要认识父。
How do you know the Father?
你怎么样来认识父？
We need to read the Word of God.
我们需要来读神的话语。
The Word of God is a compass, not only as compass, it reveals to us who God is and who God is to us.
神的话就是那指南针，也向我们解明神是谁。
The Word of God tells us what is God's eternal purpose.
这话就告诉我们神永远的旨意是什么。
Also, the Bible tells us how do we conduct ourselves to be the children of God.
也告诉我们怎么样来在这个地上行，成为神的儿女。
The Bible even tells us very specifically how do you conduct yourself as a son.
也告诉我们怎么样来作为父神的儿女。
No, how do you conduct yourself as a daughter?
也成为父神的女儿。
Yeah, how do you conduct yourself as parents?
也让我们怎么样来说做父母。
You know, how do you conduct yourself as an employee?
来成为一个雇员。
Well, one time, our company has a lot of changes going on.
有一次我们的公司有很多的变化。
And sometimes these changes doesn't even make sense.
那很多时候这样的变化甚至都没有什么意义。
So a lot of us is complaining, including me.
那很多人都在抱怨，我也是。
And I said, these people doesn't even know what our work really is.
那这些人都不知道我们在干什么。
One day I was reading 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 18.
那有一天我在读彼得前书一章二章十八节。
It's a servant.Subject yourself to your master.
这边就说到，你们做仆人的凡事要顺服。
Not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh.
不但顺服那善良温和的，也要那乖僻的也要顺服。
At that time, I just say, Lord, forgive me.
那个时候我就说，主，求你赦免我。
You know, Unbelievers, when they complain, they rebel against this master, that's their nature.
那做仆人有的时候他们来抱怨那个主人，这是他们的天性。
That's how they conduct themselves.
这就是他们所行的。
But we as children, what, how do we conduct ourselves?
但是我们作为神的儿女应该怎么样行？
Are we the same like the other people?
我们和世人一样吗？
It says here we need to subject ourselves to the master, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh.
圣经告诉我们说，我们要存敬畏的心顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。
How do you conduct yourselves as daughter-in-laws and as a mother-in-law?
那你作为儿媳或者婆婆怎么做呢？
I was preparing this message, this thing came up, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law.
那当我准备这个信息的时候，这个儿媳和婆婆的这关系就进入我的脑子。
A lot of times, you know, we watched so much Chinese movies, we had a bad impression concerning our mother-in-law.
那很多时候我们看了太多的那个中文电影，也许很多的时候对婆婆有一个不好的印象。
We look towards our mother-in-law, it's like they're a monster.
那很多时候那个我们看那个婆婆好像就是一个怪兽。
And then when the mother-in-law look towards the daughter-in-law, they are troublemakers.
那当那个婆婆来看儿媳的时候，好像他们就是制造麻烦。
But that is not what the Bible tells us.
但这个是圣经当中所告诉我们的。
When you look at the book of Ruth,
但你看那个路德记的时候，
it's totally a different story.
我们看到一个完全不一样的图画。
When you look at the book of Ruth, they say, oh, it's a love story between Boaz and Ruth. It's, no, not yet.
那你如果看到这里面是波阿斯和那个路德的一个爱情故事。
It is the latter part that happens.
但是很多是在那之前。
But this thing happens because Naomi and Ruth has a very good relationship.
那因为Naomi和路德有很好的关系。
Let me speak more about this.
让我说多一些。
You see, when the husband died,
当他的丈夫去世的时候，
there is no connection between Naomi and Ruth anymore.
在拿俄米和路德之间没有任何的连接。
Because they don't even have children.
因为他们都没有儿女。
So to separate is just but natural.
那很自然，他们应该分掉。
And Naomi know this truth, and he said, "Return back to your land."
那拿俄米知道这样一个事，他就说：“女儿，回你本地家去吧。”
Do I have any more sons in my womb that I get it born and so raise up to be your husband?
难道在我子宫当中还有儿子可以长成为你的丈夫吗？
What, in other words, what Naomi is telling Ruth and Orpah, that go back to your Moab. If you continue to follow me, it's a hopeless case.
所以Naomi就对他两个儿媳说：“你回到那个你们的本家去吧。”
And so Orpah returned back.
所以一个儿媳就走了。
But Ruth didn't.
但是路德没有。
The Bible tells us, and Ruth cleave unto Naomi.
而是说路德抱住拿俄米。
He said, entreat me not to follow after thee.
求你不要跟我走。
Your people shall be my people. Your God shall be my God. Where you go, I shall go.
你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Where I die, I will die. And there will I be buried.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在哪里。
And that is the beginning of that love story.
这就看到是那个爱的故事的开始。
You see the relationship of a daughter-in-law and mother-in-law is so sweet.
你看到这边婆婆和儿媳的关系是这样的甜蜜。
So stop watching Chinese movies and Korean movies.
所以你应该不要看那个中文的电影，而是多看一些圣经。
Start reading the Word of God.
多读一些圣经。
And be encouraged how we conduct ourselves at all kind, in what position we are as children of God.
今天我们要看到我们作为神儿女的地位。
So we need to read the Word of God.
所以我们需要读神的话语。
We also need to practice the Word of God.
我们也需要行神的话语。
In other words, we need to exercise our faith, practice our faith.
所以我们需要来操练我们的信心。
In other words, whatever we read, we need to put it into practice.
所以不管我们所读的，就应该成为我们生活的实际。
The Bible tells us, "Be holy, for I am holy."
圣经告诉我们说，要圣洁，因为我圣洁。
This is not just a slogan.
这不是只是一句口号。
When we talk about holiness,
我们说到圣洁。
It is something that people can see.
是人所能见的。
One time David Jeremiah was giving a message.
有一次耶利米亚就说到这样一个信息。
He said when he was 15 years old, he was working in a hardware store.
当他15岁的时候，他在一个那个工具店里面工作。
And even though the payment is low, but he felt like they don't pay him enough.
工资很低，所以他觉得他没有很公平的来付他的工钱。
So one day the cash register is open, so he took a $20 and put it in his pocket.
所以有一天他就从那个机器里面拿了20块钱放在他自己的口袋里。
But you know God is working. God is a working God.
但是神是做工的主。
Afterwards, David Jeremiah became a Christian.
那后来他就成了基督徒。
And God is dealing with him.
所以神就来对付他。
So this matter about stealing $20 came into his mind again.
所以他偷了二十块钱，这事又进入他的脑海。
So he wrote a check, $60.
所以他就写了一个六十块钱的支票。
Because after many years has passed, he calculated the interest, so on and so forth, it's $60.
所以他因为过了很多年，他就计算所有的那个利息应该是六十块。
So he write the name of the person and the name of this hardware store and the address.
所以他就把那个工具店的那个主人的名字和地址都写上。
And send it back to that person.
他就把它寄回去了。
Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, is this enough?
弟兄姊妹，这是足够了吗
？Tell me, William, is this enough? Maybe. Okay. One day, David Jeremiah was speaking in Indiana.
那有一次，David 那个耶利米弟兄，他就有一次在那个印第安纳州
讲。While he was speaking,
当他说话的时候
，the couple came in.
那对夫妻就走进来。
Oh, he said he messed up the message.
他就当时就不知道他在讲什么。
That day he was talking about Nathan.
那一天。他说到拿单。
So afterwards, after the message, he went to the couple and said, "Can you please come with me to my office?"
所以他就到那对夫妻面前说，你可不可以一起去我的办公室
？So when he reached the office, he asked the couple, "Hey, do you ever remember that you received a $60 check?"
你还记得你收到那个六十块钱这个支票吗
？And the person, "Yeah, I know, but who sent it?" He said, "It is me."
他知道我收到了，他说我不知道谁送来的，他说是我。
When I was 15 years old,
当我15岁的时候
，I stole $20 from the cash register.
我从那个你的那个里面抽屉里面偷了二十块钱。
Then he said, "Can you please forgive me?"
你可以原谅我吗
？Because that day when he sent that check,
因为那一天他送支票的时候
，he never wrote his name on it.
他没有写下他的名字。
He never write there an explanation why he sent a $60 check.
他甚至都没有解释为什么他送60块钱。
God is holy, be holy for I am holy.
神是圣洁的，你要圣洁，因为
When we practice holiness, not only a partial holiness, but a perfect, complete holiness.
当我们说圣洁的时候，不仅仅是部分的圣洁，而是全然圣洁。
When we do something to a person.
当我们向一个人行了一件事以后
，not only to appease our conscience，
不是只为着我们的良心。
We deal with our sins because we are the testimony of Jesus Christ。
我们要对付我们的罪，因为我们是主的见证。
So not only we need to read the Bible and read the Word of God and also exercise our faith。
所以我们不但要读圣经、读神的话语，我们也要来操练我们的信心。
In other words, we need to practice what we are talking about。
所以我们所说的，我们需要行出来。
Thirdly。
第三
，We need to defend the faith.
我们需要为真理站立得住。
The Bible, Paul tells us, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek."
所以，就像保罗所说的，我不以身轻为耻，因为他是赐给那些信的，让他们得救。
Brothers and sisters, we are in an age where the Bible has been belittled.
今天我们在这样一个时代，圣经受到攻击。
We are in an age where the Bible is, you know, spoken evil of.
我们被人藐视。
When we stand for the gospel, when we stand for the word of God, they felt like you are a different kind of person.
当我们为圣经站立的时候，他们就觉得你是不一样的人。
When you are in such a case, are you going to stand for Jesus Christ?
所以在这样的情形当中，你为主站立的。
Are you going to say the only the God words is true?
你可以说只有主的话是真的吗
？This is the basis of my life and my being.
这是我生命和我所事的基础。
You know, one time I was talking to one high schoolers.
有一次我和一个高中生有一谈话。
And we are talking about issues concerning morality.
我们说到那些道德的事
，concerning gay movements，
说到那些同性恋的事。
And this brother told me, "I know, brother, that what you said is true, what the Bible said is true, but when this issue is brought up, I dare not say anything."
我知道弟兄你说的是对的，圣经说的是对的，但是当人来讨论这件事的时候，我不敢说什么。
Because people will get me into trouble.
因为周围的人会让我会让我给我麻烦。
Brothers and sisters, we are not troublemakers.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是要来让人给人麻烦。
But it is a necessity what we stand for the truth.
但是我们为真理站立得住，这是所必须的。
We are not here as man pleasers.
我们在地上不是讨人喜悦。
We are here to please God.
而是讨神喜悦。
Because one day,
因为有一天
，we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
每一天，我们要站在神的审判台
前。This is more serious.
这是严肃的事情。
Today, people, a lot of Christians just go with the flow.
今天我们很多的基督徒都随波逐流。
They go with the trend.
他们就好像跟从当时的风俗。
Even the churches even say, "Oh, gay is right. Gay movement is right. We accept all kinds of people."
甚至有的教会都说，同性恋可以，我们接受所有的人。
It doesn't mean we don't love them.
这不是说我们不爱他们。
We love the sinner, we hate the sin.
我们爱那些罪人，但是我们恨恶罪。
We cannot approve of this kind of a character.
我们不能够来允许这样的事。
Be holy, for I am holy.
你要圣洁，因为我圣洁。
Today we need to stand for the truth with, of the word of God.
我们今天要为神的话语，为真理站立得住。
If we as children of God cannot stand for our Father and His words, then who will stand?
今天我们作为神的儿女都不能为父的话语站立得住的话，那谁会呢？
We need to defend the truth.
我们也需要来捍卫维护真理。
We need also to preach the truth.
我们也需要来传扬真理。
This is our great commission.
这是我们的责任。
We need to preach the gospel in season and out of season.
不管时候对不对，我们都需要来传福音。
By doing so, we keep ourselves in that love of God.
只有这样我们才能保守我们活在神的爱
中。Because the love of God continues to encourage us, strengthen us to be a person God wants us to be.
所以神的爱继续来保守我们，加力量给我们，让我们成为神所爱的。
But there's another thing here.
还有一件事。
It's a praying in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵当中祷告。
We need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们需要在圣灵当中祷告。
When we talk about praying in the Holy Spirit,
我们说到圣灵当中祷告的时候，
the first thing that came into my mind is a long list of things that I need to ask the Lord for, right?
那很多的时候我们第一个想到的就是说好像是一个单子，我需要来向神祷告。
Lord, I need a job.
神，我需要一个工作。
I need this, I need that.
我需要这个那个。
But when you say you're praying the Holy Spirit, it's a totally different thing.
但是在圣灵当中祷告是完全不一样的。
The key word here is in the Holy Spirit.
而这边关键的词是说在圣灵
当中。The Holy Spirit is the one who encourages us to pray.
因为是圣灵来鼓励我们祷告。
Galatians 4:6 says,
加拉太书4:16说到。
And if you are sons, the Father sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying Abba Father.
那你们是将圣灵在我们心里面为我们祷告说阿爸父。
When we call Abba Father,
当我们说阿爸父的时候，
this is not of the natural man.
这不是一个天然的人。
When we pray, it's not of the natural man.
当我们不是靠着我们天然人来祷告的时候。
When we need the Holy Spirit to be the encouragement of prayer.
所以我们需要圣灵来鼓励我们祷告。
Because a lot of times we know that our prayer life is only one way.
我们很多的时候，好像我们的祷告只是一个单行祷告。
We keep on talking, Lord, give me this, give me that. After that, in Jesus' name, Amen. Right?
我们只是跟主说啊，给我这个，给我那个，然后结束之后，阿门。
We never let the Holy Spirit to tell us what to pray.
我们甚至都没有让那个圣灵来告诉我们祷告什么。
So here we say we need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
所以这边说到，我们需要在圣灵当中祷告。
Because the Holy Spirit encourages us to pray.
因为圣灵鼓励我们祷告。
Secondly.The Holy Spirit is the enlightenment of prayer.
第二个，圣灵是一个祷告的启示。
Let's read Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
我们读罗马书八章二十六节。
It says here, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
When we pray in the Holy Spirit,
当我们在圣灵当中祷告
，the Holy Spirit tells us what to pray.
圣灵告诉我们祷告什么。
The Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray according to the will of God.
圣灵教导我们照着神的旨意祷告。
And the Bible tells us if we pray according to the will of God, He heareth us.
当圣经告诉我们，当我们照着神的旨意祷告的时候，他就垂听。
In other words, we need to what? To learn a lesson or be silent before the presence of God.
所以我们学习需要学习在神的面前寂寞的安静。
A lot of times we just keep on talking.
很多时候我们只是在神的面
前。We need to learn to be silent.
我们需要在神的面前
安静。We need to say, Lord, speak to me. What do you want me to what do you want to say to me?
我们需要在神的面前安静说，主，你告诉我要说什么。
And you know what? The Lord will reveal Himself to us.
主就会向我们显明他。
Sometimes He will say, give us the burden to pray for somebody else.
那很多时候他就给我们这样负担，为别的弟兄。
And this person we never thought of.
很多时候我们也许都没有想到过。
And you know, the Bible tells us if we answer, pray according to the will of God, He heareth us.
所以圣经告诉我们说，当我们照着神的旨意祷告的时候，他就垂听。
This is the enlightenment of prayer.
这就是祷告的启示。
And there is also the expression of prayer.
而这也说到那个祷告的一个表达。
Sometimes we just don't know how to express ourselves.
很多时候我们不知道怎么表达。
Sometimes when I come before the Lord, I just cry.
很多时候我到主的面前的时候只是哭泣。
But the Bible tells us, is that it is the Spirit who what? Helpeth our infirmities. And He should pray and making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
这边说到圣灵帮助我们的软弱，亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Sometimes we just don't know what to pray.
很多时候我们不知道祷告什么。
But the Holy Spirit prays on our behalf. Is that wonderful?
但是圣灵替我们祷告，这是何等美好的事。
So we have the encouragement of prayer.
所以我们有祷告的一个鼓励。
We have the enlightenment of prayer.
我们也有祷告的启示。
We have the expression of prayer.
也有祷告的表达。
And we have the endurance of prayer.
也祷告也给了我们这样一个忍耐。
You know, pray, it means in Ephesians it says,
以弗所书里面说到
praying always in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵当中不住的祷告。
Not only pray in the Holy Spirit, but praying always in the Holy Spirit.
不是仅仅在圣灵当中祷告，而是不住的祷告。
In other words, there should be that line between us and God should always be open.
也就是说，那条热线在我们和神当中应该是永远是开通的。
Sometimes we have our prayer time. That's good.
很多时候我们有祷告的时间，这是好的。
Some pray in the morning, some pray in the evening.
很多弟兄姊妹在早晨祷告，有的在晚上
祷告。But we need to make another step forward.
但是我们需要再往前一步。
Praying always in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵当中不住祷告。
We need to keep this divine line always open.
我们和神的这条交通要永远。
Sometimes we feel something, we immediately say, Lord, you know, this is my burden.
不管我们有什么样的负担，我们要把它带到主的面前。
Lord, I had a little problem.
我有这样的一个问题。
Lord, what should I do?
我要做什么？
This is praying always in the Holy Spirit.
这是在圣灵当中。
This keep us in the love of God.
这就保守我们在神的爱中。
So we need to keep the faith by building up on our most holy faith, reading the Word of God.
所以我们需要在信心当中读神的话语。
It's not just a once in a while.
不是不有时不时的读。
Rather, when we say building up on your most holy faith, speak that every day we need to lay the foundation one after the other concerning the Word of God.
而是每一天不断的在我们当中让神在我们当中加增。
Then our faith will be strengthened day by day.
那我们的信心就会每天加增。
Secondly, we need to have that constant fellowship with God.
而我们与神需要有这样不停
的交通。That relationship with God should always be open.
我们与神的交通应该是永远开通的。
Thirdly,
第三
，Not only we have a scriptural building up.
我们不但有这个灵里面的建立。
Not only we have spiritual praying.
我们在灵里面的祷告。
There is a steadfast looking.
我们也需要不停不住的看。
It says here, and keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
保守我们常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯。
Let me say it in this way.
让我这样说。
When a person loves the Word of God,
当一个人爱神的话语的时候
，practice the Word of God,
来操练神的话语的时
候 ，always have that relationship with God,
也和神永远有那个交通。
The result is we continue to look forward for His coming back.
我们不停地来仰望他的再来。
Today, a person who is spiritual.
今天一个属灵的人。
Is a person who look forward for Jesus Christ to come back.
是一个仰望主回来的再来的人。
Because he knows this world is not my home.
他知道这个世界不是我的家。
Our future is not on this earth.
我们的将来不在这个地上。
Our future is in the heavens.
我们的将来是在天上。
That's why Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕
When he was still on earth, he's a very rich man.
他在地上是一个很富有的人。
He only bought one possession.
但是他只带了这样一个东西。
He only bought the burial place of Sarah and him. That's it.
他只带了那个他和撒拉那个所有的那个坟墓。
For the book of Hebrews says,
在希伯来书里面说
，For he looked forward for the city whose build with foundation whose builder and maker is God.
他仰望了天上的家，那个根基和建造者是他，是我们的神。
Why? Because Abraham, we know, is a person who had a good relationship with God.
我们知道亚伯拉罕和神有很好的交通。
The Bible tells us he is the friend of God.
他是神的朋友。
Today, do we look forward for the Lord's coming back?
今天我们仰望我们主的再来吗
？Start reading the scripture.
让我们回到圣经里面。
Learn the scripture, practice the scripture, defend the scripture.
来学习圣经的话中，来捍卫圣经当中的话语，也来传福音。
We also need to pray, continue to pray.
我们也需要不住的祷告。
Not only to pray because of our need, but pray in the Holy Spirit.
不是为我们
pray always in the Holy Spirit.
不是为我们自己的需要祷告，乃是靠着圣经，在圣经在圣灵当中不住的祷告。
That God's purpose in us might be fulfilled.
那神在我们当中的旨意就可以得以成全。
That He might return quickly.
他就加速他的再来。
I hope that this few words of fellowship.
我希望我的这项简短的祷告。
That in the last days.
在末世的时候。
On the one hand, we need to take heed of the warnings.
在一方面，我们需要认真的对待这些警告。
On the other hand, we put ourselves in the most positive position.
第二，我们把我们放在这样一个地位。
A permanent relationship with God.
和神有不住的交通。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Oh God of mercy, we thank you for your speaking.
恩典的神，我们感谢你向我们说话。
We thank you for all these warnings in your word.
我们感谢你向我们所说的一切的话语。
Oh, that causes us to be alert.
让我们能够警醒。
That in the day where you are coming back.
在你再来的那一天。
All of these things are happening.
所以这些都会发生。
And we need to take heed.
我们需要警醒。
By arming ourselves with your word.
用你的话语。做我们的盔甲
causing us to have constant fellowship with you
让你与你有不住的交通
by this we keep ourselves in your love and in your care
保守我们活在你的爱中
that you might be glorified in our living
你在我们的生活当中得到荣耀
continue to speak in our hearts
求你继续向我们的心说话
in Jesus' name
奉主耶稣基督的名
感谢主，这个。